The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Flesh Wound After Dark is back. Oh, yeah.
Man, do I not have a sexier voice than Ozzy? I couldn't imagine, like, can you imagine Ozzy, like, reading, like, an audible thing of, like, an erotic novel?
You know what? I can guarantee we can get him to do that for Patreon.
Holy shit. Now,
I think it needs, well, you know, are we going to start here? I was going to say some, like, cryptozoology erotica.
Holy crap. Maybe we can, I wonder, like, all right, I'll Google top we'll Chilean some. Erotica author, and we'll have him do that.
It's going to be him.
We'll have him do that. Yeah, oh, holy crap. Yeah, he owes some Patreon content, so we're gonna hold.
He actually hit me up about some other stuff he's doing, but yeah, I'll make that one happen.
That has got to happen. Erotic wrestling erotic fan fiction, which is hilarious.
Okay, well, you find one. We'll talk later.
Holy crap. Roman Reigns. I'm gonna find some erotic fan fiction with Roman Reigns, and make Ozzy do it.
He has to, like, slowly be weaved into it. We don't want to start him with that. He has to, like,
that would be hilarious. Shout out Big T in the chat. I should say, I know we were, like, going super late night tonight, but we did move it back. So hopefully you guys catch us. Figured, you know, probably be more people, this, you know, round now versus like 3 a.m. when we had
it. Well, and if they tune in the regular time, it'll still be there. So, or the earlier time. So,
there you go. So, thank you for keeping an eye out. That's why I always hit the notification bell. And that does help notify you when we go live. So, there's that. So, I'm excited tonight. We're going to be talking some full moon and some Diana Prince and some cool stuff. There's kind of a staple of sort of sequel to a video store staple that we're going to be covering tonight. And so we'll get into all that. A few quick programming notes before we do. Make sure you listen to our Hatching episode, which is available now, that we just did. And of course, Wednesday's show and all that good stuff. We have some special stuff coming up on the channel too. So keep an eye out. It won't just be the regular Wednesday and so on. We got some commentaries, watch alongs. We've got a lot of stuff in development. So keep an eye, subscribe. We always appreciate that. And so I guess we can just jump right into it, Todd. We'll kick it off with, like I said, a sequel to a video.
No, you know what? We didn't even talk about this before. Oh. Let's do that one second, because I feel like that's going to keep a conversation going much more than the first one.
You are correct, actually. That's a good call, because I do think we will fanboy out on on that one even more so. Nothing against this film, but yeah, that's our childhood, man. So all right. So our first film of the evening is from the iconic director Jim Wynorski, and it is Attack of the 50-Foot Cam Girl. And in this one, Beverly Wood is one of the biggest stars on social media. Millions of fans subscribe to her sexy cam shows and buy her products, and it seems like everybody loves her. Everyone, that is, except her husband and Fuchsia, the young upstart who secretly plots to bring Beverly down and take over her online empire forever. But when Beverly's latest and untested brand, Unholy Meat Ramoni, gives her some gargantuan side effects, and she becomes an even bigger force to be reckoned with. Ballooning to beastly proportions, the now 50-foot-tall influencer becomes super large, totally in charge, and ready for revenge in this wacky comedy that's positively bursting at the seams. long description for this type of movie, but I am impressed with the amount of boob innuendo that they fit in there. So
someone loves their job.
Someone does love their job. Yes, that feels like something.
Are you written? I was gonna say, are you ghostwriting descriptions for
maybe I am. Maybe I am under a pseudonym.
Well, yes. we know it's not DS Blueberry.
HR Blueberry.
Sir. I was giving you an alias, Dan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know HR Blueberry.
I have to create a lot, though. I can use the Jay Andrews one. Maybe I'll do an Ice-T action pick or something. Like, oh man, I kind of get. Maybe I'll write the erotic fan fiction that Ozzy has to read.
That scares me.
Oh, that'll be dude. That'll be
awesome. You know what? Do it.
I know writers too that might do it. So yeah, this will be like about a 4-hour epic. We're gonna make it like the Stand of smut for Ozzy to read.
The good stand.
Yeah, the good stands. So yes, also shout out Dave. How are you doing there in the chat? It's good to see you. So all right, let's talk about this movie. So obviously. Any listeners by now know that we have a bit of an affinity here for softcore entertainment, and also particularly the works of Jim Wynorski, Fred Olen Ray, David Dakota, well, minus some of the stuff he did later, but for the most part, we're a big fan of those names and stuff like Bikini Drive-In, which is a good comparison with this one in particular, because this is not really softcore of the bump and grind variety. This is not a movie where like there's some dry bumping going on every 5 minutes.
It's not one of his HR Blueberry ones.
Yes. It is not an HR Blueberry picture. It runs at 1 hour and 5 minutes minus 2 commercials for, I believe it was
Baby Evil Bong.
Yeah. So essentially this is literally like 1 hour.
Yeah.
So it doesn't overstay its welcome or anything. We do get some cool miniature effects by Jeff Leroy. If you watch a lot of indie stuff, you might know that name or certainly know his work. I from the beginning, like, this one is just a fun, cute little movie. You get the 1950s black and white opening and what have you. And there's a lot of just goofy lines, just from Christine Nguyen, who I love very, very much. Always good to see her still making these movies, and she's certainly done some more risque stuff for Wynorski in the past and Fred Olen Ray. One name that I was very happy to see in here as one of the scientists is Lisa London. And if you don't recognize that name, she was in Hots, was her first film, I believe, Private Resort, Naked Cage, Savage Beach.
I was going to say Savage Beach.
Yeah. And she's still looking beautiful. Great to see her. Yeah, I mean, we get to see like an In-N-Out destroyed in this cheap little kaiju boob battle.
We had to make sure you knew it was California. So,
yes.
I just want to know: did they get the okay for that? Because the true story,
I'm going to say no way they did.
they didn't let them use In-N-Out in that one. This is the end. The comedy with Seth Rogen. And all them. So that's why it has Carl's Jr. instead of In-N-Out. It was written as In-N-Out, not Carl's Jr. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Ben dropping some Witches of Brestwick in the chat. Ben, you have my respect. And he just got done eating at In-N-Out in Dallas.
He mentioned that he loves the doc.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, isn't that awesome though? You look at like Fred Olen Ray or Jim Wynorski's resume, and you get like literally in the same year, he can do like something like Invisible Mom 2, that was Olin Ray, I believe, but stuff, you know, an Ice-T action movie, two softcore porn movies, and a disaster movie for Sci-Fi Channel. I mean, he can't get bored. He's certainly doing everything. Now, again, this one depends what you want. There is nudity. This isn't a Shark Kansas blue ball situation. There's, you know, there's a shower scene and a couple brief boobs, but that's about it. So, you know, this is a little more in the silly B movie category than, you know,
which I prefer from him anyway. There's only so much bump and grind I go watch on some of those other ones.
There have been a few where it sounds like a weird thing to say, but they could like tone it down just a little bit because some of the better ones actually are funny and entertaining.
Well, you know, that's but... also in the Skinemax era where they're trying to, you know, that's what they wanted before that got a return. Ben Grimm brought up Return of Swamp Thing. I love that movie. That's my favorite Swamp Thing.
That's first... interesting, though.
Favorite Swamp Thing?
You put it above.
I know, because Hess is in the other one. I get it.
Yeah.
No. Well, because I traveled. That was the first movie. I was like, I have to see this. And I had to travel from my local theater and beg my mom to go take me. Now it's like one of the theaters I go to regularly. I'm like, this was like 15 minutes away. Why were you tripping? 20 minutes.
Yeah, he just always makes entertaining movies. I mean, there really aren't a whole lot of true misses on his resume. I'm sure there's serious film critics that would argue that, but I never really like, but oh my God, when is this Jim Wynorski movie going to end? Which is a pretty high compliment. But yeah, this one, you know, made me laugh. There's a lot of goofy humor. I like the line, I want kids in Africa or wherever they eat sand to chant my name. Goofy little lines like that. The self-replicating hot dog. you know, I mean, you can tell this is obviously something put together and shot fast, but it made me laugh. And I thought that ending with the, like I said, the boob battle was pretty... pretty funny.
You know, you didn't also mention, well, Jim Mornowski was the drunk at the bar.
Yeah.
You also have another one. Becky LeBeau pops up as the singer.
Yes, yes.
And Cindy Lucas pops up as the stripper.
Yes. Yeah.
So, both regulars from Mornowski stuff.
He has an eye for beautiful women. If you even look at his like social media, he has some great like retro photos that he posts once in a while.
He does.
You know, just like, oh, so much good stuff. So yeah, I guess it's safe to say, like I said, this is not, you know, not what you're necessarily going for if you're just looking for skin, but you know, there, it's there, it's just brief.
And honestly, Wynorski, when he used the name you know, Jim Wynorski, it's normally not like the constant bump and grind. That's normally what he saves the HR Blueberry for.
Yeah, yeah, he does. And so you can kind of, that's a good guide for all of that. And I do think it's funny because we have had other recent films that have essentially also riffed on the 50-foot woman theme. We had
I was gonna say recent, Dan, that might be a stretch.
Well, we did actually. Well, with, I don't know, six or seven.
Are you talking about
years.
Cheerleader?
Yeah, Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader, I believe it was.
Which I do really like. But that was about 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Okay. So not recent, but yeah, Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader. I will say that's actually the better film. That's from Corman. And
well, yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
And it was on Epix in 3D when it first came out. Now I cannot find the 3D version. But Ben just gave us a request, and we're not going to say no to Nita Wynorski show.
You have to twist our arms for a Wynorski show. So
might have to twist Dan's nipples, but...
I do that myself, Todd. I often do. So I'm going to highly recommend, since this is only an hour, so it's kind of a good opener for a double feature. Check out Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader. I think even like John Landis pops up in that one, which I think is hilarious. Yes. There's actually more skin too, and that's not a softcore film, but you get a little bit more in that. So I'm gonna say B movie night, Attack of the 50-foot Cheerleader, and this shit. Maybe we'll do Attack of the 50-foot Cheerleader. It's probably been 10 years since we've done it, so
Didn't we? I watched it recently because I was watching it in HD, so I had to watch it.
Yes, it is on streaming in HD, so yeah, we'll do that. Anything else to say about this one?
What are you going to rate it?
I give this one 3 stars in the realm of, you know, this type of movie. Not a classic, but it's cute. It doesn't overstay its welcome. And I really did enjoy seeing Lisa London again, because that's not a name that comes up a lot, but she's certainly had her run in some really fun movies.
And Ben just let us know 50-foot Cheerleader is on Peacock. So if you got Peacock and you got Full Moon Streaming, there's your double.
We might have a watch along possibly for that too. That's possible at some point.
Could be sooner than later now.
Could be. Full Moon Streaming. Check that out. You know, if you're around our age, you know, and have an affinity for old school Skinamax, you'll be happy. All right. Talk about nostalgia. Our next film that we're going to be reviewing,
I give it a 3 also, Dan.
Oh, sorry, Todd. All right. Sorry.
I know you're excited. You got some titties coming up, or more titties.
Good variety. Lots and lots. So, you know, my brain, it's only so much blood up there right now.
I'm hoping you at least watched the post-credit scene too.
Yeah, I think I did. I watched everything.
Well, your hands were full. You couldn't grab the remote. I get it.
That is true. So, famous TNA 2 from director Charles Band and Brooks Davis, and hosted by Diana Prince, the name that most of you know, Darcy the Mail Girl.
And we should mention this was too hot for Amazon. It got pulled off the streaming site. So
we'll talk about that, because I find that very strange. And
I know you're going to go conspiracy, but it's not. We'll talk about that after. Or you want to talk about it now?
Well, we can talk about it now before I read the, I'll read the synopsis. Okay. Why not? Then we'll talk. All right, so get ready for the most salacious sequel ever. Famous TNA 2 is an all-new, all-hot follow-up to the infamous 80s skin-soaked VHS classic, a carnal compilation of clips from a cavalcade of movies featuring today's most fetching female stars, bearing it all in films made before they were super famous. Hosted by the iconic Diana Prince, star of adult cinema, and sidekick to horror host Joe Bob Briggs in Shudder's hit series The Last Drive-In, and featuring sexy clips from the classics like Tarzan and His Mate, Meridian, Head of the Family, Fairy Tales, Bad Girls at Play, and Femalian Cosmic Crush. This one is so hot your screen will singe. All right, that promises a lot.
And before we do, real quick correction, Ben Grimm said Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader is on Paramount Plus, not Peacock. I know there's so many streamings. Oh. Yeah, Paramount Plus, got it.
Yeah, I've got to fix my Peacock channel, I think. I think I lapsed that, but I'll get it back. All right, so.
I know you got a pay-per-view coming up, so. Wait, what is it now? I don't even remember what it is.
WrestleMania Backlash, the rematches.
They have an official name instead of pay-per-view now.
I'm just gonna call it pay-per-view so they
can
kiss my ass. It's a pay-per-view, goddammit. But anyways,
it's WrestleMania Backlash. It wouldn't even be
a premium live event. It's not a
pay-per-view. Yeah, wait, it's a PLE. That's what they're calling them now. Thank you, Dan.
PLA, but thank you. All right, so famous TNA 2. So a lot of you will remember the first famous TNA was hosted by Sybil Danning.
Some of you might remember. I don't know about a lot.
Well, if you're not, it's never too late to start a tradition, because that is a VHS staple. Kind of the holy grail, too. One of the holy grails. You had... Yeah, I mean, Famous TNA was probably like one of the first big ones like that. And 1982, and Diana Prince now taking up the mantle. So first off, let's talk a little bit about her. How do you think she did in comparison to Sybil Danning?
I mean, they both, I didn't rewatch Famous TNA, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. But I was fine with the replacement. I mean, we knew they weren't going to bring Sybil Danning back. So I will say this, I wasn't expecting as much out of it as I did get. So I thought she did really good.
Yeah. It kind of opens up with an overview of like exploitation.
History.
Pretty brief stuff. Like I always throw out that sexploitation. That documentary from Frank Ken and Lauder is amazing. So if you want an overview of sexploitation,
that's a little different though.
Little bit different.
Was nudie cutie heavy. It doesn't really get into this era, like even the Famous TNA era.
Well, they
like,
both. Yeah, that one's actually a little light on Russ Meyer too, although they do kind of go into him, but. Yeah. But yeah, so this one kind of does start with a look back at the 1927 short film Forbidden Daughters, some very early nudity. 1934's Tarzan, where Marina Sullivan as Jane has a nude scene. Some stuff that, that's way, way back. So even I don't remember some of that. But then we quickly segue into the Russ Meyer era. Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill.
Is funny because there's like no nudity in that one.
Yeah, that was a little strange. I was going to bring that up, but you know, it's a brief overview at the beginning. I guess I get it. And my feeling with this, because I will get into this, there's certainly a lot that they could have covered that they didn't. But I have a feeling we're going to have Famous TNA like 10.
Well, I was like, this is the sequel I never knew I wanted, and I got it. I was like, this is fun. Mm-hmm. Now, everything here is in their catalog or on their streaming site.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, because there's clips from, it's either public domain on their streaming site, because they have all that other content they have on there besides the Full Moon catalog. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I was looking at it today, and it's a pretty good value, especially any of you that took advantage of that 10 Blu-ray deal for sure. Because yeah, it's what $59.99 for the entire year.
Yeah, well, that deal's always going on. The special one was you got the Full Moon box set too.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'm sorry, I meant the Evil Bong.
Evil Bong, yeah. So yeah, we brief overview of Russ Meyer. Like you said, little odd that they focused on Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill, but that is certainly a classic. Then we go into a little bit of Jess Franco. Not going to lie to you, considering the Jess Franco stuff they have access to, I think they could have had some better clips. We see a little bit from like Girl from Rio, but we do get Soledad Miranda in the classic Vampiros Lesbos, which is one of my all-time favorites. So they made up for it there.
I knew you were going to be happy with that.
I was very happy with that. I was going to say they've got a lot of Franco stuff, so I was really pleasantly surprised that they utilized it. Franco alone could get them to Famous TNA 57 if they really want to just keep going with this. I would bet you they've already shot probably like 5 or 6 of these, and they're just going to slowly roll them out. But segue from that into Linnea Quigley, which might be a good one for people that just pick this up, because you get some footage from Fairy Tales where she has some fairly explicit nudity, but some of you horror fans may not have picked up a movie called Fairy Tales, so
yeah. Which you should know.
Yeah, but you get some of the good bits in here for that. I think they had some clips from auditions and Yeah, kind of good for those of you that don't necessarily want to sit through like fairy tales, and of course, creepazoids as well is also there, and of course, sorority babes, slime ball, bowl-a-rama, paddling scene. You have that here. I will say in future volumes, and I would like to see somebody in there for Diana to play off of a little bit, maybe some more skits, sort of thing. Little more comedy. I mean, she just kind of plays host and she looks great and hey, it works, but I don't know. I think there's some other stuff you could get out of this. Like maybe have her host it with a full moon staple. I wouldn't say no to Jacqueline LaBelle on there.
I agree.
Yeah. Who is covered as well. Cause I've said this before, Femalian, that's right at the top. The first one. Of best softcore films ever. I love Femalian and I love Jacqueline LaBelle. So yeah, we get that. We get like the tourist trap skinny dipping scene. Barbara Crampton also. A lot of people maybe haven't seen Evil Clergyman, but she has some more rare nudity there. Plus, it's weird to see Herbert West slipping her the D, you know, like if you're a Reanimator fan, somebody had to edit some like Reanimator sequel sort of thing there with that scene. Todd, did you pop from Masumi Max? Because I know you were at the premiere of Unlucky Charms with
I did. So I know I'm like the one person who liked it, and I'm pretty sure I was it's only because I was there and. I got to talk to Stuart Gordon and I kind of had a like it. Charlie Band was sitting directly behind me, but it was cool because it was at the super super haunted. I don't know if it really is, Raleigh Studios, and I didn't realize it at the time. To get to the theater we went through, we had to walk through the old commissary, mm-hmm. which is supposedly the most haunted part, because all the failed actors. Mm-hmm. The commissaries where they would end up. So it makes sense.
That's really cool. I watched this streaming. Are there any extras on the Blu-ray?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to pick it up yet. It just they rushed that thing out because of
All right. That makes sense. So continuing on, of course, we have Jacqueline LaBelle, a lot more they could show from her. Won't lie, nothing against Cosmic Crush, but I think I would have used some footage from the other Femalians, which are better.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, I was like, that's... I did like that they focused on Angela Featherstone, because I'm a huge mark for Dark Angel The Ascent. I think it's one of the better, like, more serious full moon movies, and that's like a year or two before they lost the Paramount deal, so it's also like really ambitious, and Angela Featherstone is wow. I've met her. I actually have a signed Dark Angel poster from her, which is
nice,
a cool little collectible.
I did look it up. The famous TNA Blu-ray DVD, either one, has the trailer. Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes and then full moon trailers. I would have liked it if they would have thrown the original one on just as an extra, because it's only in standard definition.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Especially if they do more of these, which I don't see why they wouldn't. Diana's great, but I wouldn't even be opposed to having it be a different girl each time. You know,
have Robin I think Stinney. She's a draw.
Yeah, she is right now for sure. But, you know, you could have Robin Sidney do one. You could
That's when Charlie gets a little cheaper.
Yeah, he gets it. We could have Barbie and Kendra.
Oh, my God. Okay. Since we're bringing it up because it was on
fantasy the fantasy booking.
No, they totally could. At the because remember, I was trying to confirm how many movies in the Evil Bongiverse? Barbie and Kendra are in the trailer for Evil Bong 8. So that bumps the total movies for the Evil Bongiverse to 25.
Oh, Jesus, man. 25. I'm not going to ask you to give the rundown again, but well, shit, there's like 10 Evil Bongs now, right?
No, that's Evil Bong 8.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you count the verses, well, I can give you the rundown. I if you really want to, or we can save it for the end. I mean, do you want the rundown? It's just me reading the list.
Geek out, sir.
Okay, hold on.
Geek out. And then we'll talk about Buff Bagwell.
Okay, we have Killjoy, Killjoy 2, The Ginger Dead Man, Evil Bong, Ginger Dead Man 2, Passion of the Crust, Evil Bong 2, Killjoy 3, Evil Bong 3, The Wrath of Bong, Ginger Dead Man 3, Saturday Night Cleaver, Killjoy Goes to Hell, Ginger Dead Man vs. Evil Bong, Ooga Booga, Evil Bong 420, Evil Bong High 5, Killjoy Psycho Circus, Evil Bong 666, Evil Bong 777, Ouija's Halloween Night.
That's a good one. I love that.
Corona Zombies, Barbie and Kendra Save the Tiger King, Barbie and Kendra Air Storm Area 51, The Ginger Weed Man, and Evil Bong 88. Now, there's only one with an asterisk, and that's Ouija's Halloween Night. There's costumes and Evil Bongs in it, and they include it in the box set. But there's no real story connection. But I'm never going to tell you not to watch that one. So,
I was going to say I like that a hell of a lot more than recent Evil Bong movies.
Why can't it be
the Gingerverse? Because Ginger Dead Man is better than Evil Bong. I'm sorry. I think even you.
There's
would give
way
me that.
More because it folded in so much to the universe. They half the movies, the later Evil Bong movies, are with both.
Yeah, that's true, but
so and, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. If you want to watch them all.
There you go. There's your guide. So look, back to boobs. Oh. What?
That's Yeah.
Did they just release a like $10,000 4K of all of them?
Oh my no, I'm done.
Oh, you bullshit. They put out like some $1,000 4K set. You're buying it.
You know what?
If you'll sell a kidney, you'll do whatever you got to do.
And we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're not going to look any better in 4K. I can't even.
It doesn't matter. You could see screen gaps. It could look worse and you would still fucking buy it.
I'm not. I still don't know now. What was it? The Deadly Spawn. Because that looked like garbage. So,
yeah, some love for Ouija's in the chat. Yeah. I agree. I think that one just had that mood down.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll fuck it, dude. Let's do some more full moon content. We'll do a watch along, and I'm sure there's some other stuff
we'll do on Wednesday. Before. We already kind of said that. So, we got to figure out what.
We'll figure out what on Wednesday. All right, where was I? Oh, I left off on Jacqueline Lavelle. We also get Sherilyn Fenn and Meridian. I do have a slight critique. There's certain portions of this where, you know, they go a little bit too long with some of the non-nude clips where I was like, okay, let's just make this more of a guide to nudity. There's plenty of that at your disposal, so I don't know. There was a little bit of, I don't know, padding, but, you know, there was some non-nude stuff that I think could have been trimmed down. But certainly, Sherilyn Fenn, they didn't make them any more beautiful than Sherilyn Fenn. And Meridian is also one of the more well-respected Full Moon movies. So.
I'm more of a Charlie Spaulding guy.
Who you get as well? Yep.
We do.
I might have jumped out of order there, but
you did, and that's why I was throwing her out there because love her. Pubmaster 2 is my favorite. One thing I didn't notice, and I complain about this a lot on watching stuff now, going back to Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake, watching it now when they were showing the clips, I was like, both of these girls do not look like the era. They both look so 90s. I was like, really obvious to me now as an adult.
Yeah.
Charlie
Spradling was married to one of the London twins. I don't know if it was Jason or Jeremy off the top of my head, but one of those lucky bastards was fortunate enough to be married to
Jason London.
Jason, okay, yeah, he was married to Charlie Spradling, the lucky bastard. We also get into some Andy, definitely not movies that he can watch tonight, but yes, Andy Sidaris, famous Disney director.
Just going.
Talking about it, you know, Mowgli and the talking snake and everything. You know, Andy Sidaris really did some good Disney content. But anyways, all right, he's muted, so I can start talking titties again. I'm in the clear. So we go into an Andy Sidaris montage. Again, there's other stuff I think they could have shown there, but we do get some Donna Spear. Julie Strain, rest in peace. If any of you ever, it's a little too far where I'd grab it, but one of the most genuinely nice people you could possibly meet. And Julie always threw it all into her movies. I mean, she never phoned it in. She was just so fun. Just looking at her behind the scenes stuff on the Andy Sidaris Blu-rays shows you how cool she was. Sorry, Todd, he didn't hear any titty talk, did he?
No, I just said that kid scared the hell out of me. I'm a loner. He's supposed to be watching Transformers with his grandma.
Hey, I'd rather be watching Famous TNA 2 as well. So yeah. I'm going to wait
a few years.
Yeah, I was going to say it'll be like a proud father moment when you bust him finding your famous TNA tape, but
that's more gonna be Dan. He logged into my Full Moon Streaming. Let's just he doesn't know how to use a Blu-ray or DVD.
You teach him, carry on the legacy.
No, because then he wants to touch him. So
yeah, that's true. Kids, my brother, God, these kids destroyed some movies. Zombie, Julie Strain did pass away. There was she went through quite a lot, unfortunately. She had like her entire life wiped away as a teen. I don't remember how old she was, a teenager or something. Had a bad fall, lost all her memories, and some of that came back to haunt her later in life, sadly. So yeah, she passed away during COVID, right, Todd?
Yeah, I'll check the date right now.
Yeah, not too long ago. But yeah, just such a sweet lady. I have like a Heavy Metal 2000 signed action figure and different stuff signed from her. So I did like that they played the Julie versus Buff Bagwell clip.
Yeah. January 2021.
Yeah. Ah, man. I miss her. What a awesome lady. So yeah, we get some Julie Strain. Again, there's a lot more that we could have. Then we get a little bit of a Surrender Cinema overview, which once I think they are trying to, you know, get a lot of volumes here, because we get some Veronica 2030, which is a good one. And then we get Femalian Cosmic Crush, which... that just came out. I'm like, I don't really need it on a compilation tape like this, but I don't know. I think they would have been better, like, do some of the early Femalians, and then, you know, once you have X amount of volumes, you can hit that. But yeah, and I think they close on Stormy Daniels, right?
I was kind of disappointed in that, but I kind of get why they would.
Yeah, that was like, oh, okay. Fine. But overall, I love this whole concept. Not gonna lie, that as far as some of the clips go, they could up their game.
You know what? No matter what, you're gonna be like, I would have picked different. It's one of those things where I mean, and maybe the next one will have the ones you would have picked.
And a little less of the non-nude. Some of those went on a little bit too long. Because I think it's safe to say you're mostly getting the diehard fans that are buying this now. So, you know, we don't.
Well, no, see, it was done for the streaming thing. I think the only reason we're like they pushed that Blu-ray out is because of what happened. And now what's your theory? Because you apparently started to have one.
No, I don't really have a theory. I just said there's nothing about this that should get you kicked off
Amazon. Oh, no, because Amazon was pulling all the indie stuff. If it was nudity. So, like,
I don't look at Amazon streaming that often.
There was that purge of all the stuff that was kind of like that.
A lot of Beelzebub stuff. Like,
well, no, not even that. Like, Babysitter Massacre. Enrique, Babysitter Massacre. I can't think of his last name.
Enrique Cueto.
Thank you, Cueto.
Yeah.
Yeah, like almost all of his stuff got pulled. He barely got some back up. Like, no, there was that big purge a few years ago. And a lot of stuff like that would have been in this, you know, stuff got pulled. So, I don't know. Who knows why?
Mm-hmm.
I know they're pull happy, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and Zombie, no clips from How to Make a Monster, but you are the How to Make a Monster remake, but you're obviously a Julie connoisseur, and I respect that.
Yes.
You could also have had like some Battle Queen 2020 or
underrated
Blonde Heaven, or,
you know, I love the Blonde Heaven cut, but the Morgana cut is the one on Full Moon, which is the
Blonde Heaven cut.
I do too. I have it on VHS somewhere, but
oh, okay, we'll talk. Yeah, I want the Blonde Heaven cut because that one's Morgana's. Yeah,
you know, we never know now because we got the uncut of. Finally got it for Beach Babes on Blu-ray. So
that is true, and that was I was hoping kind of things to come. Another one that I believe is one of the edited Surrender Cinema titles, and that's kind of a landmine because there's some aren't, some are, and it's hard to figure because sometimes the run times are deceptive. But Hotel Exotica, the movie with Taylor St. Clair. I would love me an uncut version of that because that's one of my favorite more steamy softcore titles from back in the day. But I do believe the Surrender Cinema DVD on that one is cut.
And then there's the other thing because they have that other, the Pleasure Pack, which has different cuts also.
Yeah, somebody needs to make a goddamn guide. So, you know,
someone, Dan, I think you just created your own mission. If I could tell you all 25 of the Spider-Verse,
I have most of them. There are certain ones I can tell you cut or not cut, but there's a few I've kind of resisted because I did hear that they're cut. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll buy them and we'll do like a big guide to softcore. Sort of thing. Be our first article on fleshwoundfeatures.com.
Of all the shows for the kid to run in, it has to be this one.
No, I was going to say, yeah. Well, no, actually, it could be worse.
This is
it
true.
It could be worse. So
this is true. This is true. Ben Grimm said, like, you need another reason to buy more movies.
I know. I've got... I capped out for my April buying, so in the next couple days I'm gonna get Tombs of the Blind Dead.
I was gonna say May 1st, Tombs of the Blind Dead.
Yeah, I'm gonna order that because that's essential. I know it's more expensive, but they got me by the balls.
Think that one's gonna it's cheaper at other retailers like Diabolik. Hold, let me do research before you pull the trigger on that one.
Yeah, I've got another day or two. I got to grab that, and I'm trying to be good this month because I want to have a little more for the Vinegar Syndrome sale at the end of the month because there's actually stuff I need for once. So
same here.
So gonna try and work on that. But yeah, well, just to bring Famous TNA 2 to a close, I would say as far as the Blu-ray goes, wait and get this one on sale. I'm going to buy it. So that's certainly a recommendation, but I would say in the future ones, focus a little bit, cut down some of the non-nude stuff for this and have more. If Diana's going to be the host, do more skits with her and what have you. Cause I thought she was really good. Although I don't mind like a revolving like hostess each time would be kind of fun too.
And post credit scene, just watch.
Watch the post credit scene. Fuck, you could have Buff Bagwell host it at this point with
no.
Oh, don't even lie, you would buy it.
I would not be in a rush.
They could do like different slip covers. Sorry, Lauren, if you're watching this, but you could have like alternate slip covers. You could have the Buff Daddy slip cover for the ladies. You can have the, you know, the Diana Prince explicit slip cover for the guys. Make a little extra money. Watch Charles Band do it. I don't think he cares.
You know what? Extra money. Charles Band likes that. Who doesn't?
There you go. There you go. So what would you rate this one, Todd? I know it's kind of a hard one.
Yeah. Rate, you know, it's one of those where I can't, like, three's where I'm at. I mean, it's like I had fun with it, you know, and it's not like it's because there's no plot.
No. That's kind of my thing is like get it on sale. You have no idea what any of these movies are, then it's probably not necessarily for you.
Well, but like when you got no, I disagree.
Because you think when there's enough, nude content?
No, because like when I got Famous CNA, there was like, okay, well now I need to see this, this, and this. There was stuff I discovered because of those. It's kind of like the old horror host thing where you just turn it on and discover new stuff. So I see that.
Yeah, yeah. Ben also brings up Bear Wench Project. I know we've talked about doing a show on those for a while.
Yeah.
I don't believe I have the last one.
Five, that one I definitely do.
Or no, what isn't it three that's
the, oh, there's one, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check. I do have the first two, I know, on DVD. But Bear Wench is a lot of fun. I best of the Blair Witch parodies as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Three's fair. You know, Full Moon runs multiple sales throughout the year, so it'll be going on my shelf sooner or later. So, but you know, maybe not $20. Get it closer to $10. So, what did you? Oh, you showed off everything yet? Are you like completely caught up on Full Moon Blu-rays?
No, there's four. I'm still.
Okay.
Two were out of stock when I did my thing. Either way, I'd still be short four. Yeah, there's four I'm missing.
Okay.
So I'll grab those next sale and this one and whatever else they put out by then.
I've got to grab Pre-Hysteria and Pet Shop and some of
Pre-Hysteria 2's out also.
Yeah, you know, Pre-Hysteria wasn't on sale for the longest time. I kept looking back and for some reason that one was always like a little bit more. So I'm sure it's gone down by now.
I'll wait five because I don't have Gore in Venice. But I don't know if I'm going to get that one because I already have Giallo in Venice, the other cut. Okay, I'll be honest. If I can get it for like $10, then no, I'm not. I don't need it.
Yeah, you are.
No, it's not like a pieces situation because like there's stuff like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just no.
Talk yourself into it. The more you talk,
no, I'm not. I'm been good lately.
I've been better.
There's Scream Factory ones I haven't bothered upgraded that have like a keener release because I'm like, it looks just as good. I mean, it'll be a new remaster, but am I really going to care that, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that.
Unless it's a favorite.
I haven't even gotten the Severin House by the Cemetery, or not House by the Cemetery, House on the Edge of the Park yet, which I will. But you know,
I did immediately. Well, yeah. It was for the show. That was for you guys.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I know we got a few more minutes here. Did you pick this up yet? Although I know you're not.
I didn't. That's a cool cover though. That's for the
3D action figure.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the figure, right?
Yes. And I will open it. It's always like kind of a glare when you try and show these things. Well, not too bad, I guess.
You can see it pretty well.
Yeah. I thought this was pretty cool. $29.99 at Target, but mine only had one. But there's nothing wrong with the box. Like, that's one thing. Like, at Walmart sometimes, like you go and get some of the NECA figures and it's like, oh, nice. They have like five of them, but they're all, the boxes are all fucked up. So I did find it at Target. I was like, okay, this one looks spotless. So I grabbed it. Another one that I missed in theaters that I grabbed, Moonfall 4K, which comes highly recommended by my friend Lauren Dixon. He said this is just a blast. It's like the ultimate, like, over-the-top disaster movie. Did you see it, Todd?
Yeah, I told you. It's like...
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Finally got Red Rocket, Cyrano, and one that I know nothing about, but Mel Gibson, so I grabbed that today. And, yeah. War Hunt... Mickey Rourke.
Shouldn't you be saving this for like an unbox or one of your?
Yeah, collection? That one's going to be so big. People will forget by then. But yeah, Exorcism of God and one I think we're going to be covering eventually. Dead by Midnight.
Next week. Not this week. Next week.
Yes. Next week. Yes. So there you go. There's a small bonus update. So I think we covered everything. Keep your eyes out, guys, for more Full Moon. Get on the Patreon if you're not. All starts at just a buck. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures. We do listen to our patrons, so you know, if there's stuff you want, we will try and get it to you eventually. Also get on our Discord, very active as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know what? We'll send out the. We haven't picked our Wednesday show. Maybe I'll send it out to the Patreons and let them pick.
Yeah, there you go, guys. Yeah, so you get to decide for the watch along, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna watch along a Full Moon feature.
Okay, so we'll probably use stuff that is on Full Moon streaming. So hopefully,
which is mostly everything. So
that's most, So I'm excited for that, Todd. There's really no bad choice with the Full Moon stuff.
So. I got what I want to win now.
Oh, like
well, I'm proud you mentioned the whole you went the whole show without mentioning the appearance of your favorite little person. So,
oh yes,
because he does pop up. So maybe we'll have to do the creeps.
Hey, I'm down for the creep.
You know you're not because you're gonna get canceled on that show when he starts.
I'm down for creeps, blood dolls, head of the family, hideous, sideshow. Yeah, man, you can't go wrong. Give me that goddamn blood dolls Blu-ray, please, band, please do it. Because I don't understand. That's been up on streaming in HD, so. Yo, it's a Blood Dolls Blu-ray. I'm just saying.
And on that note, give us our Blood Dolls and let's get out of here.
All right, guys. Good night. Thanks for hanging out with us and stay tuned for some more Full Moon goodness.
Good night. Say good night.